Hi,
It's Oinda,
and it's Mena,
and you're listening to
Banter with M and O.
So, Mena, how was your week?
First of all, mine was still blocked. So
yes,
no much improvement there.
The ongoing saga. It's such a stuck out. This is the second podcast episode, I mean. But God's grace, it'll be the last one.
You know, it's actually the fourth week at this point because I had this cold when you were still here.
Yeah.
Or it was starting. And I was like...
That was it was deep where I left now. They said...
Yeah, this was like... Yeah. Close to around this period, it was like 20-something of August. So, yeah, like I don't even understand. I think I've reached the point where I actually have to see the doctor.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, because like, what you mean? Yeah, like, you know...
And it's not even, I don't know if the weather necessarily correlates, but I don't think, I think allergy season has passed, if at all. It's just me. I don't know, because most people, I think, like, when we first started school, people were having colds, but, like, now, most people are fine, so it's like, why is yours to continue? Anyway, yeah.
Yes, I still have the cold. Remember that test I said I was going to have? I didn't have it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't. Isn't that lovely? So, two tests that didn't happen in 1 week. Praise the Lord.
What was the excuse again, though?
We just didn't, like...
She just...
Apparently, it was, we just didn't
talk.
It was very, like, not, like... It wasn't a test, per se. Just told us to, like... So, the course is, like... What am I saying, God? She just told us to act out the thing, as opposed to, like, assessing what we were doing. You know? So it wasn't a test per se. Like, I was prepared for, like, test, you know, conditions, but it wasn't, I didn't get test conditions. So, anyways.
Okay.
Moving on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, my multiple orders. You guys, I'm pleased to inform you that I finished before noon on Saturday.
How's so,
lovely for me. I'm not looking forward to this weekend, by the way.
You've taken plenty again.
And, you know, like, it's not expensive plenty. It's still the people that contacted me before I opened.
Wow.
And so it's just spilling over, like,
Oh
my God. But anyhow, yeah, there's that. I don't know, like, how am I feeling? I'll just say I'm okay. I'm lost there. I'm lost there. If I remember anything important that I wanted to, I'll add, but yeah, I'm just there. How was your week?
Guys, I'm here to complain. I've been going through it. I really don't... Why? First of all, on Sunday, I've been having a headache for, like, this past something. It was so bad at Douglas Church. And just everything's just really conspiring to work against me. It's not funny. It's like the weapon is winning, but we'll not win in Jesus' name. Anyway, yes, when was that? Was it yesterday? More Monday. What's today? Oh, yes, Wednesday.
Today's
Wednesday. And Monday. I almost fainted. Anyway, so we're doing this because she's taking care. I was complaining about that. So that's why you basically, like, obviously, when you go to your doctor, that they'll talk to you, ask you, what are your symptoms, your history, other, obviously, we have to do it in Hungarian. So that was going, it was not going great, to be honest, because obviously, I know the questions to ask. But the reply, there's two comma. I'll hear like one word. And I'm like, huh? And then the meaning, I try to use context to make it make sense. Anyway, and also since myself talking about things, we are not there, not yet taught us. Anyway, it was going horribly. I was struggling. I was not alone. But you know when you're in a group of people, but they are not talking. So you have to take the charge. I have to take the lead because, like, can somebody help? Anyway, that's how, I don't know, I guess I was dehydrated. I don't know, guys. It was hot. I feel like I was going to faint. Anyway, so I went outside. Then one doctor saw me. They measured my blood pressure. Said my blood pressure is low. Told me to sit down. Anyway, summary of this story is apparently I had low blood pressure. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm fine now, I guess. No, I'm not actually, because I have a headache currently. So, and it's been the whole day. Anyway, guys, I've just been suffering this week, basically. And also, I was complaining. Can't imagine. So I was really hungry. And so then I ran to go and get something before this class started. See me actually like running and trying to be a serious student. Can't imagine that they canceled the class for no apparent reason. The place where we're supposed to use was I don't know, so somebody else was using it. But this is our class time. And now they're inconveniencing us because we have to go and look for replacement class. Why? You people are the ones that set the timetable. How do you not, I don't know, shuffle things to make sure that there's no clash? Anyway, I'm just very upset because I actually ran and I was trying to be a serious student. So yeah, and I also had a headache. So yeah, that's how my week has been going. Great. I'm really excited. I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm overjoyed. Also, wait, I also have another couplet. I think this is what I do for most of these. Anyway, did anything good happen? Let me not be like I'm just complaining all the time. Not really. Anyway, final complaint. I promise I'm going to shut up now. So for one of my classes, when I tell you that I can barely hear what this man is saying, I'm really struggling. And this is a class where you actually need to understand what the hell is going on. It's actually the ghetto. I'm just like, guys, and it feels like I'm the only one who is not hearing what this man is saying. I can't understand. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yeah, it's really great. So yeah. Pray for me, guys. Thank you. That's a lot of it. Yeah, that's how my week has gone, is going. So, yeah, can I get it to
the talking point?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Are you asking or am I asking?
You're asking.
Okay.
We discussed this yesterday.
You said, guess this is not for you because, yes. Anyway, so what's something that you believe in now that you didn't believe in before? I was something that you used to believe in, but you don't believe in again.
Something I believe in now, but I okay.
Whichever way was
last, actually.
What's this last?
Yeah, give me time to, yeah.
Do you know, it's so funny that I started, because my thoughts are very scattered. We'll just go with the best.
Yeah, like, let's do this last time. Let's finish talking points. We can do this.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't you think we're so honest, refreshingly honest? We are hearing everything. There's no... I don't know where to put it, but anyway.
I spent time to edit today, so I'm not taking anything out. So.
Do you know what I think? I do think it's refreshing, though. I feel like it's part of our charm. Jiggas. Anyway, moving on. I want to just... I actually want to start. I feel like I've said this before in the previous podcast episode, but the way people value appearance in Nigeria is
crazy.
You know, I said this to you before. It's so easy to deceive people.
Easy.
It's just literally that tweet. The tweet perfectly said what I said. The same. The emphasis on appearance is crazy. That's not... The people that are well-dressed. The people that... Okay. Because it's dressing that tells you what's inside somebody's heart.
Apparently.
Tells you what they are capable of. Anyway, I guess we should give you a
context
for what is going on. Anyway, so there's this pastor of this big church, Taiwo Odukoya. Anyway, so he died, and then his son has taken over. Let's just say that his son does not look like what the typical image Jimmy Odukoya.
Just go on Instagram and type Jimmy Odukoya.
Yeah.
So you see why Nigerians are upset.
Basically, it does not fit the typical image of what a pastor should look like. And I guess people are upset about it. And I also guess because he acted in Hollywood. I don't feel like this movie made a lot of buzz, but The Woman King shout. Yeah. Viola Davis.
Wasn't he popular? Was he popular?
I feel like he was, but it wasn't super popular. So I don't feel like a lot. I don't know.
I haven't watched this show.
Maybe in my people didn't really talk about it like that. I did say a lot of buzz about it, but just in case I'm telling you, sharp. So he acted. He had the role inside, and apparently has been acting. And so people are now saying, also perfect people are claiming like his nepotism as per is because he's the son that did not do any proper I don't know, man, what they wanted from them.
Before you continue, I'm so sorry, but should he call me to pastor his church? I don't get it. God. So assuming, just for example, my father has a church now. And he dies, for example. He needs somebody to take over. He will leave his children, all of us, and call you. Right, a random person that wasn't a pastor in the church before. From like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm confused. And what do you want? Like, what do you want? No, what do you actually want? Like,
apparently, it's I don't know. It's giving. I think their claim is nepotism. Maybe they think that the other people in the church that are more qualified. I don't know. The person is
in he said he has been a pastor since 2006.
There's an interview. BBC. Is it Pidgin?
Pidgin.
Yeah. Also, I don't. No, I'm not going to say anything.
Please talk. This is your platform. Don't let anybody silence you.
It's a good. I feel a way about it. I don't know how I feel, so I can't quantify my feelings. I don't have any logical thoughts. I guess it's a good platform, I guess, for people who don't speak proper English. I don't know how I feel about BBC Pidgin. In a way, sometimes it feels condescending. Again, these are just my feelings. This is not a well thought out something.
You think?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't have, like, do you know, I think I actually used to think about it. I don't know why it feels content to me. I don't know why.
Is it? I feel like at the end of the day, you know when like there's like a general language in a country, I feel like that would be Pidgin, aside English in Nigeria.
I guess so.
And so I feel like that was the like thought process behind creating that platform. That's the thought process behind Wazobia FM. They literally speak only Pidgin. I don't know if you know Wazobia FM. It's like a radio.
Yes, I do, Mena. I know what Wazobia FM is.
Oh, yeah, some people don't know it now. I don't know where you grew up.
Anyway. Whatever. Saying. Again, I told you, this is not like a logical something. So I'm not casting down there or something. That's why I literally said I don't know. Anyway, maybe I just got to come out to my philosophy. Anyway, moving on.
Maybe we can come back later and explain to us.
Yes, thank you. Anyway, this is I'm not casting anything. I'm not saying they're doing something bad. Please, I beg. Thank you. What was I saying? Anyway, so he did interview with them. He said he has been pastor of the youth church since shy a while.
2013, Abi. 2010, Abi. Well, he has not been a pastor since. That's They did not just randomly call a random person.
And then I think from when he was talking, he seemed to say, I know maybe another thing that people have been saying is how does he plan on balancing, you know, Nollywood, Hollywood, and this thing. Anyway, he said that it's God that called him, and that's between him and God. So that's what he said. So maybe that's something that the naysayers have been saying, that how does he plan on doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. That's the update.
So there's a tweet, right? That says, LMAO, this is one of the reasons why it's so easy to scam Nigerians. Once you're on low cost, speak good English and appear meek, automatically become a good person, good in quotes. You guys, no, like, let's actually have this conversation. Because I'm wearing long skirts and long sleeves doesn't mean I'm a good person.
Yeah.
In any way.
It really
because don't. I tied my hair or I'm tired of power because I don't have earrings on or no, does not mean.
Yeah.
I mean, and because I'm dressed, because I dress fine, by the way. Because I dress like, maybe because I'm wearing shorts, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. I don't have home training. It's not even reference. It's not reference another pastor and how other pastors and how they raise their children, because the way they were raised shows by the way they are dressing. Don't see how stupid you sound by saying that the thing is annoying, because we're complaining about NSAS. SAS is profiling people. But you're doing the exact same thing. The same damn thing that you're complaining about. They're complaining that the government is saying, the youth are the same thing. is what you are doing to this person. You have never attended, you're not even a member of the church. Let's just begin from there. You don't attend the church. So why do you feel like your opinion matters as to who they decide to make the general overseer of the church? That's not your church. It does it. Just, oh God.
Okay. Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. Anyway, I've said it. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, the emphasis. Don't let... I just feel like it's so easy to take advantage of that. Let's say even they just, I feel like if we got those Hollywood movies where the, let's say the girl who, this is where she'll be doing Baba Sees in school, but then she'll not go.
Oh my God, Lemonade Mouth. That is their babe.
Yeah, they wear long skirts. they'll not go.
Their parents like that.
Uni one day. They will not catch them. It just reminded me. They will not come and catch them. Oh my God, I'm literally remembering one scene. I don't know. I think it was like Olu Jacobs or somebody. I can't remember who the actress was, but it's so vivid in my mind. Anyway, this one reminds me of Sha. Nah, it's not very easy to get away with doing autopsies because as long as you look a certain way. So maybe we should check that, Sha. I think people should check that. Their biases. That's what my mood to say. Thank you.
Anyways, so guys, I want to give you like a little bit of an update per se on the issue we discussed. I think 3 episodes ago at this point. I think it was or 2 episodes ago. It was 2 episodes ago. Yeah, 2 episodes ago. The last episode of the second season. Also, hope you've checked out our last episode. It's called season 3, baby. Check it out. Thank you.
Yes.
Baby God. Sorry, my nose like.
Hello.
What's happening?
Guys, just the vibes today. It's just like in that way, but see, we're both going through a lot. Yeah. Bandy and just my help us manage it. Thank you.
Manage. Yeah. So I was saying that the issue we spoke about the whole sex for grace thing.
Yeah.
The University of Calabar. So they've taken it up. We hope that justice is. Served at true, you know, they actually investigate the case and you know, prefer a solution to this issue because sincerely, like, women cannot keep on going through things like this, like, in the name of university in Nigeria, like, please.
And you know, I think I mentioned it, well, one of us mentioned it. This is like, this is a proper fear, so even I don't. Whatever the outcome comes to, I don't know. My thing is, this is not this. I hope this leads to more investigation. I don't know how particular outcome this case has.
Yeah.
But like, it leads to more. Let people wise up and let all this stuff of rubbish stop. And because this is a very valid fear of people, like, this is something that very much normalized and I've talked about. Like, yes, this is something that is expected. That can happen, and it's not just like, oh, this boogeyman something. Like, this is because when people might remember one of my sisters was talking to me now that she was that's why she don't want to go to Nigeria because, you know, God forbid.
Yeah,
so this is not, oh, anyway, that's my friend. I really hope that, yes, this thing, and there's a big solution.
Next thing is BBN is going on now. I think it's finishing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's just say in 2 weeks, right? It's finishing soon. So there's like, we sort of have the finalists now. Well, a few of the finalists, right? So who are already finalists? We have Ilebaye, Mercy, Cici, and who's the last person? Cross. So that's 4 people. I think maybe like 2 people will join or something. But anywho, they're gonna like evict some people on Sunday, and then some people shall remain, and then they'll go to the finals. My winner is CC.
Okay, I was literally about to ask. Yeah, give us your prediction.
I want CC to win, but I wouldn't mind Mercy or CC.
Okay.
But it's CC I want to win.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind Mercy winning. And if Pere makes it to the finals, Pere can only show up. Let's just say Pere, if he makes it to the finals. Mm-hmm. I feel like he will. If I don't know what the, I don't know if they want to do top six, top seven. I really don't know. This we can't predict them at this point. So
okay.
Let's see, Sha. But if Pere ends up being making it to the last day, I want either him, Mercy, or Sissy to win. But mostly Sissy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know I saw somebody's tweet saying that predicting that Sissy would win?
So I feel like she deserves it. Not like I feel she has paid her dues. Like Sissy does. I can't explain it, but Sissy should win that 120 million. Like, I don't know. I just want her to win. And I hope she does. But if she doesn't, it's absolutely fine. Like I said, I miss your parent.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, you guys.
Oh, I'm so good. Do you know, I think you should. Okay, no. I'll introduce this one. I always need to remember, how many episodes ago was it?
Two
episodes ago. wait. Oh yeah, let me see. So I would say that we spoke about Bonaboy saying something. And I also believe that you heard it here on this podcast when I said that Bonaboy is going to drop an album. I also say that as of today, there is a new album. Make it, this is like the second time that has been attempted.
Can I just say that you should call me? I don't see the future.
Yeah,
no, because I said here that he was going to release an album. I don't the purpose of that rollout, and that rollout absolutely pissed me off. In that, even the whole Afrobeat like substance talk, it absolutely pissed me off. Like, you are Bonaboy. Like, I just feel like you don't need this. Like, to put out an album, it's so annoying. Like, it's actually so annoying that he would go to that length just because you want to, because you're putting out an album. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but here we are. So he put out an album. I just forgot to mention it last week, Shai. He didn't even take long ago after I said that he was gonna release an album. It didn't take long.
And I start offering rendering your services.
No, seriously.
I just start rendering your services for people. You heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first. Thank you. We just had to bring this very, very important update. But yes. I forgot it last time. But yeah.
Yeah, so back to the question you asked, right?
Yeah.
So basically, something I used to... Let me... Wait. Am I starting for... Okay, something I used to
do. Anyone you want to do. Anyone you want to say first.
But then, oh yeah, so I used to think I was a feminist. But I'm actually not. But that doesn't mean I'm a misogynist. I'm men.
Yeah.
Can you see what I did there? See what I did there? I'm men. Like, means that, like, there's some parts that I wouldn't apply.
Yeah.
Some parts of, like, feminism I wouldn't apply. So I wouldn't call myself one because, cause like I feel like I shouldn't like choose some certain things out of it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, let me say, let me use. What will I use? No, like give me something that I can use. Like most people, I guess, let me say identify as like a group or something.
No, is group. It? What like is?
I don't know.
The capacity today is not there.
Okay, let's say I'm a Christian now. Let's say I'm a Christian. I say, okay, I'm a Christian. But then, there's some things that I don't...
Yeah, like fundamental.
Okay, so that doesn't make me a Christian. You know? Yeah. Like, if I'm selecting, like...
You're picking and choosing, basically.
Yeah, that's just, so... I'm not a feminist because there are a few things that I don't agree. Or let me say I don't agree, but I personally would not
apply,
and I'm not applying in my life, so I wouldn't call myself one. Yeah. However, shout out to the women. For women, what are we saying out here?
Yeah.
Shout out to the women. We love women.
Because I feel like if you say it's reachable, but I feel like if you say something like that, it's like
yeah,
automatically, and it's just like babes. I think you know. Yeah, anyway, I'll add later, but yes, still
talking. Random segue. I also hate the word pick me. What do you mean someone's a pick me? Because I don't know, like, just doesn't make sense. Like, sometimes, like,
I'll add
pick me girls, yeah.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's what I'm saying. I get you in the sense that I feel like to every little situation, every small thing that does not apply to immediately you're labeled and it's
like you put
like overuse most words, to be honest.
Yeah,
space I overuse. Even some words, like you see somebody use gaslighting. Did you know what gaslighting
is?
It's not a light word though.
We really use that word.
Yeah. Even like somebody being toxic, word. Some things are like sistered. Oh, do you know what it means for somebody toxic? Yeah, I'm 100% with you on that, but people overuse. Every small thing, yeah. If you come every small thing, yeah. Gaslight every small thing, yeah. Yeah, narcissist. Narcissism. Do you know what that is? It's in the DSM-5, babes. That's like narcissistic personality disorder is a whole like diagnosis. So let's come.
But I'm not saying that. Let me play devil's advocate, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to like someone being a narcissist, I feel like sometimes it's not even as deep as it being a disorder.
Yeah.
Sometimes just like person's character. That's just things that queen or king of the coast.
Yeah.
Or queen of the coast.
Mm.
Like I don't think or in the defense of people that just like call people narcissists. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just like this is how this person acts sometimes. Not that this is how you know anyways.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
You go before, you know.
Okay. So which one should I go? Which one should I say?
My something... sister, anyone.
Okay. Something that I used to believe in, but I don't believe it anymore. It's going to sound so silly. I genuinely used to believe in the concepts of soulmates. I just feel like I had a very romantic view. On life. I really genuinely used to believe that there was that one person. And you know what? It now used to fill me with fear because I used to be like, but what if they die? What if my soul is... I know it's not a very serious thing, but like, it really had me in a chokehold. And this is something else, but I don't know how to put it in proper English. I'll say it's scattered. I used to believe that I had to, you see, act a certain way. Okay, I was just first saying that this was very much informed by reading Wattpad, first of all. But, like, I don't know that I had to act, like, a certain way. I had to be, is it special for somebody to like me? I had to be low-key. It was low-key giving up like other girls. I don't think I ever acted that way. But the mindset was low-key then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, I had to be this, like, I don't know. It's not a very, this thing, but it was Shadesha that I had to be, like, for somebody to love me or to like me. I thought, thank God that we have been rescued from such thoughts. We thank God for maturing and we thank God for growing up. But, yeah, it's not a very serious thing. But sometimes I look at it and I think back and I laugh. I'm just like, babes, what was that? What was that? Anyway, yeah. Then...
I suppose I'm going next.
Yes.
So let me, I actually wrote this down. So something I didn't, okay, I don't know what this falls under, but like recently, right, I've just like tilted towards like thinking of like the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me say I didn't believe in it, but then I believe in it now. I think that's where this will fall
under. Yeah.
Like there's just like some things like, so the decisions I'll make. I was telling Linda the other day that I might want to get a master's. And it's funny because under no circumstance. Under no circumstance, even me hear myself
say like, who are you?
It's
who
like,
is this stranger?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this person? Like from where? And it's just like now I'm just thinking about like I feel like maybe before I used to think about the now, like what's happening, like at that what's happening at that point in time, as opposed to like the future. And like, you know, and like now I'm just thinking about the future all the downtime, like what's gonna happen, like you know, and it's good. And I was gonna say something like, a lot of people say, oh, you're still young, and like, you can take your time. But like, I just feel like low key, like at the back of your mind, if I get to 35, I still be deceiving yourself, like, that you're still young and you have the rest of your life, you know, ahead of you. And it's a thing, that whole you're still young thing, it doesn't, like, I feel it doesn't apply to everybody. In the sense that, like, some people are supposed to know what they're doing early. Not everybody's, not everybody has to wait till they get older. Someone says, oh, I tried different things before I found what I wanted. That's great for you. You get
some people like find their stuff early.
But like, yeah. So I don't believe in telling people, oh, you're so young, you should. Oh, well, you're not so young. Figure out what you want to do. No pressure, Sha.
Yeah. It definitely I feel like again, every single
don't relax.
Yeah.
But I don't like poop, like just be neutral when it comes to things like this, jiggets.
Yeah.
So that's where I am now. Another thing is like recently as well, I've just been taking less risks. And it's crazy because like I don't know if it was with you and or maybe a friend of mine. I think went to the water park and I was like, my mother does not know where I am. because if I go and enter this slide now.
I'm so glad you was with me.
And I drowned. But when I don't tell my mother that I'm coming to this place. So I don't want to go be doing subsetting things because now I'm just like there's some things I just would not absolutely not. Like no way. Yeah, you go.
Yeah. Something that I believe in now that I don't believe before is I should be a English. It's not about how long a relationship has been. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I know what I was talking about, but let's just say that something happened there. And let's just say that there were certain people that I really thought that were going to come through for me. But it was the people that had known for, like, I just had met in that time that really came through for me. And it was really, like, a very disappointing something.
Yeah.
And I was truly sure. I couldn't believe that. These people that I had known for the longest time, you know, they really thought that, these are people that are going to, you know, ride or die. And it was somebody else who had just barely met and that really, like, came through for me at that time. So I think that's just something that, I don't want to say, I thought something I learned, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I learned that it's not about how long a relationship has been. It's really about, like, the quality of the person, to be honest.
Of course.
It's not that. I think just not to, I don't want to say, I'm multiple cafe, you shall. Like,
Can't lie.
At the end of the day. So don't sweat it. It's sad. It sucks. It's not ideal. It's not what you want to hear or not what you want to believe. But I'm more valuable, I guess. So, yeah, that's something I think that I really believe in.
To add to what you said, right? Like, I feel like we tend to hold on to some certain things, be like relationships or like friendships, like we hold on to some things because we feel like we don't open up to new connections and like new opportunities just because I'm like I still have that one, but you don't know what anything can actually happen. Like it's not by I've known you for 50 years. It's not even by that.
It would be
like,
nice, but
yeah. It's not by that. Okay. So something I don't know if I should. I don't know what this falls on, but like
when it's, we're just sharing. Well, at this point,
lifeless. Talk. I feel like. Now, I've just learned to be more selfish. Like, I'm the most important person ever. I am, like, as I don't give a damn what anybody has to say. If it's paying you, that's your business. But I'm the most important person ever. Like, as in, I matter the most. I don't care. Honestly, like, I care about people, but, like, I'm the most important person, like, I'm priority. I just consider myself first. I need to put me first.
I need to put me first, Lucius.
Better is first. Everything about first. first. The title of this episode is first. Or maybe not. Let's see. But anyways, like that. Well, yeah, like that's just where I am.
People will not get it.
Yeah, like that's the thing.
I gotta put me. No, there's this show. I gotta put me. Lucius, how to name the episode?
That's the title of the episode. That's the title.
Yeah.
No, but like, but it's very stressful. Moms will put their children above themselves, which is great and all, but like, you're still a person. You're like, you are whoever you are.
Don't lose sight of your identity, basically. Don't make your whole identity be that. Because that child's gonna leave you. Should we look at us now?
He's gonna leave
my
you.
My sister, when you leave their back, they're
gonna leave you. You're gonna be alone.
Where, all alone. Marry, we have children. We're gonna live our lives, you know. And
yeah, everyone has
it. It's gonna be just you. I mean, obviously, it's keep in touch, you know, all that jazz. But at the end of the day, majority of the time, it's gonna be with you. So, yeah.
Yeah, live a life for yourself. Because this life, you are the only one that matters. Men are 2023. Carry on.
I want to say that. How do I put this? This is going to sound very, very obvious, obviously. But like, things will not go the way that you want them to. Most of it. A lot of times, and you just have to deal with it, babes.
Yeah,
the thing that you imagined for yourself, the you know, honestly, the life I imagined for myself, I was never supposed to be in this country. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, and I'm here,
me.
And I'm moving on with my life. And yeah, you know, things life happens, man. And yeah, don't wallow basically in like your misery or you know, being upset. Honestly, just move on. Like, wallow for, like, give yourself, like, maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes to, like, one day. I don't know how long it's going to take, but, like, after a while, brother and sister, you have to keep it going. Adapt with the new situation. So, yeah, that was something that really, over the past couple of years, if I've been here, that's something I've learned time and time again. So, just here to remind you that, yeah. That's my word of wisdom. So many gems today, guys.
I'm telling you.
Sprinkle. Why can't I be serious?
Oh my God.
I can't be serious to save my life. Anyway, yeah, guys. Any more words of wisdom?
Of course. Trust me. Count on me.
Okay.
So my next point is also related to like the previous point. And like you are you, you're an individual before you come from, before you are part of the family that you are from. You remember that guy who spoke about that? That I was like, that they should not drag him for what his father did. That guy that his dad was forcing people to vote for a certain political party. Yeah. Remember? And without dragging the guy, like his son, for what his dad did and stuff. Yeah, you are not your family. You have your own life to live. I actually like saw a story of someone that was like in like a toxic siblingship, whatever that is. So she said that her younger sister was just horrible, and it was a thing where I had yelled that apologize. And it's like,
for what reason? Genuinely. What is supposed to do?
What do you mean? Because you're the older, you should apologize. Like it's just a bit.
Is she not the one that did the? Is she not the one that?
Yeah. Okay, you guys. If I go into this topic, I will say what I'm supposed to say. But let us leave it as.
Yeah.
There's no thing of, oh, you're the elder, you have to apologize. Like, leave like toxic situations. Be it like, with even if it's your family. I'm sorry, but like if like. Just some cousins, and I'm so sorry, like chicken. Not to even look a type of way, but some cousins that you have, right? And like, you wouldn't like keep friends like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Just like the way the person is, you would even.
So you would do if you do. I know your family. You would have nothing to do with that type of person.
Yeah, like in a normal world, like if I came across you on the road, I'm like, absolutely not. So which one is that? I have to, because you're my family member. I don't understand. Anyway, don't give put yourself on that one. Such pressure. Yeah. Thing. You know.
Yeah.
I must say you got fight with your family, yo.
Please, again, if do you know what? So actually, I'm tired of I'm tired of giving disclaimers, because honestly, people are adults. Is that where you have to give like obviously you should know that there's obviously nuance and exception to what people say, because no, sometimes people not something like TikTok. You know what? Sometimes I want to say, use your be don't be stupid. Oh, this is actually something that really annoyed me. So, on TikTok, one babe was making one recipe, and it's a bean soup, Mena. It's a bean soup. As per beans, it's very, very important for this recipe.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, in her comments, people were asking her, but what if I don't like beans? They don't make this soup. Like, I don't understand. No, because of the perfection. Why are you asking? Then clearly this recipe is not for you. Like, I just feel like, as people, please apply nuance to situations. Do you get? Okay, another example. For like, if I say now that I said something because it was so funny. Let's say I say that I don't like slow walkers. I don't like when people walk slow in front of me. As someone I say, but what if the person has a limp? What if the person is disabled? Obviously, that situation, I'm not talking. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, there's nuance to situations. And so, like, yeah. Don't be like, I don't know, basically. That's what I'm trying to say, guys. I don't know if the logic is logical, but there's nuance to situations. And yeah. And also, like, as you were saying with the whole feminist thing, I feel like there are shades of gray. And like, this everything is not really black and white. And so, like you said, I never find myself leaning towards a particular, like, ideology. I just feel like maybe I agree with certain things, but this one I don't. And so, that's why, again, like what you said, I'm not going to call myself in particular, because, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I don't think it's wrong to say I can, even like a personality, even on our podcast now, for example, you that you're listening, you might not agree with everything that we say, and I don't think that's wrong. I think that's perfectly fine to agree with most of what we say, but not everything. I don't think that makes you the word, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but basically I think that's normal, and that's even like reasonable, and I feel that shows that you're your own individual. And you're your own person, and
as opposed to
you're just like, not following
a
set of ideals. Mm-hmm, so yeah, I think that's like as
about that. wisdom, come on.
Maybe we should be saying come on. Maybe that's something kind.
Yeah, you guys don't get fight your family members, but
again, nuance, guys, nuance, please. Thank you.
Flee from toxic situations.
Yeah.
Last but not least, are you done, Linda? Do you have anything else to add?
No.
You're done?
Yeah, finish.
Okay. Social media. I used to think like that I would like this. I'm about to relate social media, right? So like my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very private with like some certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think I wouldn't be.
Mm.
Like, I used to think like I would want random people knowing. And it's funny because like I absolutely like, like there's some people in my life, and I'm not even joking, like they don't know anything.
Mm.
Like, I see them every... Okay, let me say this. But you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but, like, I don't, like, tell them some certain things she gets. I used to feel like I'll be that kind of person that'll be open. But I'm actually not open. So I just feel like it's not your business, chicken.
Yeah.
I'm actually not open. I used to think, like... I would like social media. I'd like to... No. I don't wanna put my life for the consumption and I'm gonna call it entertainment, but entertainment of random people. Yeah. And so like my personal life, like even you guys didn't want to know Oinan probably knows. You guys didn't want to know how, like, as in, if I don't want you to know, you absolutely not know.
Mm.
Like, and as another lesson, guys, try and separate your friends and know who's your friend and who's not, and who you need for things. And even information can actually keep to yourself and not, like, you know, tell some certain people. It's absolutely fine. Like, because maybe I'm close to somebody, but you just feel like the person doesn't even need to know some certain information.
And okay, when you finish, I want to add something.
Okay. Yeah. And that's absolutely fine. Like, if you don't tell the person, that's actually, don't even feel guilty that, oh, I told person A, I didn't tell person B. You know why? As in, there's a reason why. Even you personally made sure that, okay, this will I tell, this will I not
just
tell.
Honestly, listen to your instincts, like, honestly. Yeah. Just do.
Another thing that I've, like, learned, like, I've evolved, though. Forget about it. I've evolved. I feel like it can be good or bad, but I don't like to fight with my friends. I find it weird when I see people fighting with their friends. And again, I'm emphasizing on friend because person has to be your friend. Unless maybe you're not my friend, I can fight with Tisha. But, like, I don't. When I see people fight, to insult them, as in.
Yeah,
it's thing now.
Like, no, I'm so sorry. I don't understand, though. It can't even be.
I don't know if I say. I don't think I was like that, but maybe I thought that would that be was like.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's absolutely not me. Like, I'm not going to fight my friend under any circumstance. Like, me, if you know me, how I operate is, I'm going to, best believe, I'm going to complain. I'll complain.
Yeah.
To anybody that wants to hear what I have, I'm going to complain. And when I finish complaining, just give me like a few days or a few weeks, I'll just leave that headspace and we'll move on. Or I can address it to you if it's that important. Then I'll address it to you. But I won't fight. And when it comes to addressing to you, we're having a conversation.
Yeah,
we're not like, screaming, we're not
raising our voices. Or...
All those things, no. Like I said, I've actually learned to remove myself from some certain situations to avoid some things from happening.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I'm just
like.
Yeah. I would say as well, I think. As in correlation to your point, I think also knowing you should be aware of how do I say this, of your place in somebody's life and relate to them in the same energy that they give you. I think it's very necessary. I think that if you like, it's okay, you know, if you're just acquaintances, but don't go and mistake somebody, maybe to you, that you're the best friend, but the way that they act towards you, it's not really giving, your energy is not being matched. I think that you should know your place and just adjust things quickly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So before, you know, don't institution that situation, you're not gonna be embarrassed. You get so just one be watching thing. The energy. Thank you. One as thing to one avoid thing. Embarrassments.
One thing I just add, oh my god. So I think I used to think that I had to be older to like get close to God. You know when like they're like I'm still young, you get
yeah.
Later. yeah, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Please come to God. If you're not, you better come. Because yeah. I used to think, and I'm sure a lot of us thought this. Maybe,
yeah, 100%.
Like, eventually, like later, when I grow old, I actually had a friend like that, that we both know. I can call the person our mutual friend. That's the thing that way. But now, like, I see the person you get. I love to see it. I love it. There's no age.
Yeah.
There's no, you know. There's some things that I wouldn't, like, ordinarily do. It's almost like it's uncool. But I just don't care anymore, you know. That's just my setup. I don't care. No business. If you want to, good luck. Yeah. Like, anything else?
Okay. In this whole quoting, guys, I said... Okay, I think this is the last one for me. Even, you know, I think I've talked about this before, yeah. But I definitely felt like, okay, something I don't believe in anymore, I think, is, you know, like, let's say putting up appearances. But, you know, there was this idea that doing certain things made you mature. And I think that it got to the point where I actually started to buy into that. But now that I'm older, I'm just like, it's not you that's going to decide. That's not up to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, do it. That's you. If you think, but you know, acting a certain way, you know, and I feel like that's what that thing you're saying, like doing, being cool. And I feel like I used to put more importance or more emphasis on that. But like, yeah, now if you like call me mature, that's your business. In fact, I am. I'm very happy to be mature. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks and God bless.
Happy birthday. Yeah. And so like, add to what you said, right? Just this thing, you guys, I don't care.
You know, as you should.
And I'm gonna drag you. What's this thing with like drugs and like smoking and you know, what is it? Why is it normal? There's actually there's no health benefits whatsoever. As in,
do you know what that means?
You know when people deceive themselves that red wine, we all drink red wine. We do. We do, like we drink red wine, normal, but personally, I've never for one they said, oh, it helps with the hands because
no, oh my god, babes.
That's not my excuse. I'm drinking red wine because I don't have a reason to sell it.
Do you know?
But like
yeah, because you sorry, I had something that happened in classes. So basically, in class, we know we're learning Hungarian, medical Hungarian now.
Yeah.
So we're doing like the dialogue, yeah. And then she says, translate something basically where a patient is saying, "Eh, I just drink occasionally, helps me digestion, red wine," and it's just like, from where?
Okay.
And the woman literally said, "You will hear this thing a lot. This is what people say when they drink a lot to help themselves feel better." And I just find that so funny. She was like, "Don't worry, you hear it a lot when you're talking to patients. That it helps them with their stomach. And it helps them with digestion." Do you know the one that offends me? It's like when people seem to have this idea that you can't have fun without alcohol. That's mind blowing to me. Because I'm so sorry. I don't have a personality. I said it. I'm so sorry. You know, I said what I said. What do you mean you can't have fun without alcohol? Do you know what that means?
Well, that is dragging your asses today. Sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. It means it's not giving you, you don't have a personality. What? So you need alcohol to bring out your personality? Because it's shocking to me. What do you mean you can't have fun without it? You can't go to park. You can't go to WhatsApp. You can't. You have to be high, have it to be drunk. To have fun. You can't sit down with your friends. You can't have conversations. I don't understand. You can't go for a picnic.
Somebody said that
with your friends and just and laugh and talk about life. I don't understand.
Maybe
you can't go to the movies and enjoy yourself. No, because what do you mean you can't have fun?
No, because like my friends, you can then us have like juice or like water and absolutely have the time of, as in,
yeah,
the time. And like, even if you have red wine, it's sweet, it's not bitter.
Yeah.
And it's not 100% alcohol.
Please. I'm not drinking to be drunk, thank you.
I'm drinking just, like, that's the thing, like,
if I'm going out for dinner.
Let me finish.
Yes, continue.
Okay, so we went there. Can you say okay? Because some of you deceive yourselves. Like, okay, I read wine helps with your heart. Okay. Wait, what does smoking help with? I would like to know. Somebody come and tell me. Also, come and maybe I'm not aware of the. Come and tell me.
Yeah.
The thing that smoking, like, what doesn't? I hate that it's normal. Like,
yeah.
Everybody just doing it now. If you're not vaping, what is it?
Yeah.
Why? And like, we're not doing it, like,
yeah, you know? Exactly. That's what everyone pisses people. It's like the attitude that, oh, you know, you're missing out. Missing out on what, please?
Like, when you spoke about, oh, that will be my shot. That's how I just remember this whole.
Yeah. That's what they mean when they say that you are not mature. Actually, maybe it has changed now, but that was. That used to irritate me. Like, if you don't actually get out of here, what do you mean I'm not mature because I don't, like... you go tell me.
I'm telling you, like...
like I'm not a good life. That's how you're going to go to uni. Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's how I am.
No, this
and I have friends who are like me. Do you get like as if like, oh, you know, you be, I, you know, again, like you not be like as if you're an outcast or you're a loser,
like,
you're,
like, or something. So bored, like,
I have like, friends like, that are very happy with my life.
I'm very happy. Very happy.
It's the most, this thing, and it is, people, I just feel like maybe there's usually an underlying issue, and maybe you want to deal with the underlying issue rather than numbing feelings. I'm not like an expert or anything, though, but just saying that if you find maybe there could be something under, you know, maybe you should try and deal with that. Yeah, anyway, and don't knock other people's, because somebody's not like you, like, please do that. It's very, very, yeah. Anyway, I dragged Busha, and I'm not, I'm on.
Yeah, no, so I said, okay, I'm not your business.
I said what I said, and I stand by it.
Want to cry, can't cry.
Yeah. Again, you don't, again, see? And that's fine. You don't have to agree with what I said.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Thank you. Period. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done?
Yeah.
Anything else? Think, going, I think very well. Before you say, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's
is there anything you want to add?
I think that's it. I think okay. That's it. You?
I suppose we're going into... No, I'm done.
Okay.
I suppose we're going into what we're watching and listening to.
Mm. You want to go first? Let me go. Because my
yeah, can go first.
I listen to Tadi Kwego's album. See, I'm a woman of my word. I don't need to be said on this podcast. I keep my promise. I told you people to hold me, and I did it. And I loved it. I don't know why I didn't do it sooner, but I did it. So yeah, if you don't be a fake fan like Misha, you do. Am I watching anything new? No, I haven't. I really need to. I don't know, man. I want to start something, but the vim is not even there. To be honest, I genuinely don't feel like watching any new show. So yeah, maybe somebody has something short. You can interact. Maybe recommend to me something short, something like 20 minutes. I just want to laugh. I'm going with life. If you have any recommendations, please leave it for me. Thank you. It's back and forth. I think, you know, we should also ask them. We give recommendations.
Yeah, but
we, we, can, we should actually like get this. You can give us.
I'm not even joking, Linda.
What?
They are ghosts.
Yeah.
No, because I'm not even, not even want.
Comment.
So I said, okay.
So I'm telling you now. In fact, I'm requesting, demanding.
So sorry, I know
I'll see recommendations.
Recommend.
Recommend, I also watch a show. You push recommend to me. It's time to you to give back. We have been giving, I see people can give back. Thank you. Yeah, that's it. That's my own update. What have you been watching? What have you been listening to?
What have I been watching? Have I mentioned this podcast that you canceled how I met your father?
Yes, you did. You were very upset. Yes, you did. I feel like you said last week. We've said it on the podcast. You have.
I don't know if it was on the pod I said this, Sha. I feel like it was on the call with you.
I feel like I remember recording. Anyway.
I know we've had this conversation before, but I don't know if it was on the pod or...
I feel like I vividly remember it on the pod, though.
Really?
Maybe. Oh. My brain is quite
tired. You know myself. I can't even... I don't even know.
Anyway.
And if I didn't, the show first time I met your father, that was like one of my absolute favorite shows. And they cancelled it. I just feel like that's really annoying and unfair. I even started a petition.
Do you know, those petitions are so funny.
That I saw on Twitter.
No matter how much you do, it's not going to change. Okay, obviously, you didn't watch Game of Thrones. But, Game of Thrones, everybody was very upset with the final season. I was one of them. That petition got 1 million signatures. That's a lot of... And it still didn't do anything. I don't think I've ever actually seen a petition change anything. I don't think I have, but you know, you never know. You can never tell.
Anyway, may I start saying this? That's a business. You'll be shocked if how much your father comes back.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You'll be surprised.
Never give up. It shows, you know, a united people. We love to see it. Yeah, I'm encouraging you people. Anyway. Yeah, what else? I watch anything again?
Okay, so I'm coming. Wait. Oh, yeah, do you watch sermons like on YouTube?
Once in a while. I wanted to I've been meaning to do it more often. I haven't gotten to doing it more often.
Let me see the things that I watch. I watch one movie, Honey, We Are Broke.
Nothing to write on my butt or what?
No, not like that, but I'm a...
Forget
it's
about
not bad. It's okay. It's okay. It wasn't bad like that, sure. You can watch if you want. I don't think I watched anything sincerely. Not watching anything. Mm-hmm. However, I have things I'm listening to. I'm coming. I found this one. This song, I don't think it's new. But it's called My Life by Nathaniel Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to Olodumare by Labisi. And there was that song. Mercy. Something, something. Hey! Where can I find it? Mercy by... What's that guy's name? Moses Bliss. Featuring Sumi Sola. Or is it my... Wait, I'm trying to find the playlist that this song is in. So I'll be sure. I can't find it too. But anyway, it's not good, Mercy. Check it out. It's a good song. And then... Reason by Omalay. I've just been hearing it everywhere. I think it was a TikTok sound.
Probably.
What is the reason? Anyway. I shall add to my place. Then Do I by Fino. I suppose that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. This was a nice episode to record, actually.
Yeah. See the magic we make.
Even I can't lie, like, you know.
So I'm actually but you guys, like, the dedication and the commitment.
You can't find it anywhere.
Anyway, yeah. So we've come to the end of this. This has been a really fun one, Shaq.
It was.
Yeah. Please, like, share.
Share, download,
recommend me. I'm actually going to check. I'm very serious about this. I expect recommendations. Thank you. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your family, tell everybody, tell your strangers, tell everybody. Thank you. God bless you as you do so.
Thanks, guys. See you guys in our next one. See you guys.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah.
Next week. Whatever they say on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.